the one, austere, high-nosed, eagle-eyed and dominant, was none other than the illustrious Lord Bellinger, twice Premier of Britain. The other, dark, clear-cut and elegant, hardly yet of middle age, and endowed with every beauty of body and of mind, was the Right Honourable Trelawney Hope, Secretary for European Affairs, and the most rising statesman in the country. They sat side by side upon our paper-littered settee, and it was easy to see from their worn and anxious faces that it was business of the most pressing importance which had brought them. The Premier's thin, blue-veined hands were clasped tightly over the ivory head of his umbrella, and his gaunt, ascetic face looked gloomily from Holmes to me. The European secretary pulled nervously at his moustache and fidgeted with the seals of his watch-chain. When I discovered my loss, Mr. Holmes, which was at 8 o'clock this morning, I at once informed the Prime Minister. It was at his suggestion that we have both come to you. Have you informed the police?
No, sir, said the Prime Minister with the quick, decisive manner for which he was famous. We have not done so, nor is it possible that we should do so. To inform the police must, in the long run, mean to inform the public. This is what we particularly desire to avoid.
And why, sir?
Because the document in question is of such immense importance.